The topics and opinions expressed in the following show are solely those of the hosts and their guests and not those of W4CY Radio, its employees, or affiliates. We make no recommendations or endorsements for radio show programs, services, or products mentioned on air or on our web. No liability, explicit or implied, shall be extended to W4CY Radio or its employees or affiliates. Any questions or comments should be directed to those show hosts. Thank you for choosing W4CY Radio.
Draw me close to you. Never let me go. And lay it all down again. To hear you say that I'm a friend. You are my desire. No one else will do. No one else will do.
Good day. The Almighty Creator desires a deep personal relationship with you. If you're an unbeliever, the Creator has said regarding you, "Why would I want someone to spend eternity with me when they do not believe I exist?" He's also said concerning believers, "Why would I want someone to be close to me in heaven, which inherently means I will give them great authority, if they do not have a deep personal relationship with me and have not proven to me that they can be trusted in this life?" Today we're going to continue to talk about the fundamental subject of this program. The Almighty Creator desires a deep personal relationship with you. And we'll then go on to talk about seven components of drawing close to the Almighty Creator. The Almighty has said, "I created human beings, this planet and this universe, for men and women to be my friends, my companions, to explore and learn and to develop together. My greatest grief is that almost no person understands this, let alone seeks such a relationship with me." Tonight's program, we're going to look at some comments around the subject of the Almighty desires a deep personal relationship with you. We'll look at this religion stuff. We'll look at if the Almighty is so powerful, why is this world such a mess? We'll look at he demands too much, I cannot comply. We'll look at a few other things that you should know. And we'll look at what to do if you accept this message. We'll then move on to seven components of drawing close to the Almighty Creator. Look at a summary of those components, an initial introduction, which we'll carry on with next week. Remind you of what I've said before. A friend earnestly, intentionally, and actively seeks relationship and cares deeply for their friend. By way of introduction, who am I? Dr. James Robertson. I have a PhD in civil engineering, 25 years as an IT management consultant. Diversity of experience, traveled quite widely, very committed believer in the Almighty Creator, following an experience 25 years ago where he spoke to me audibly as clearly as you can hear me speaking to you right now. At that point, I realized my life was a mess, decided to turn around and seek to draw close to him. That I've done, some years better than others. But it's given me a lot of insight. I've applied engineering principles to this journey and in the process learned a lot, published a lot. This program is about that. What is End Time Issue Ministries? It's my organizational vehicle for delivering my message via internet publishing, a couple of websites, and email mailing lists. This radio program, and shortly we'll have some physical books. What about this program? The Creator desires a deep personal relationship with you. That is the fundamental message that I want to share with you. It's become the focus of everything that I do, is to share that message with as many people as possible and to lead others to become friends of the Almighty. See my website at www.endtimeissueministries.org for more information. That's www.endtimeissueministries.org. Some questions from last week's program. Will he heal us while we're on the earth? Certainly. If you draw close to the Father and get filled with His Spirit, He will heal most people most of the time. Sometimes there are reasons why people don't get their healing, but as a general principle, it's His will for you to prosper and be in health. If you draw close to Him, He will heal you. Question number two, how do we know if we're following the correct higher power? Well, the truth be told, there is no correct higher power. There is only one higher power, and that is the Almighty Creator. Important to recognize that Satan is not a higher power. Satan is a messenger, an angel, created originally as Hillel, the praise bearer in heaven, created to be a servant of mankind. Remember that. Messengers, angels, are created to be servants of mankind. They're not created to lead us, or they're not better than us. The worship of angels, the depiction of angels as beings that are greater than we are is completely fallacious. They're created to be our servants. So you're either following the correct higher power or you're not following any higher power at all. As I said last week, if you press in, if you seek to get to hear Him, if you fast and pray the prayers that I've spoke about a few weeks ago and that I'll speak about more in the future, you will get to a point where you know that you are following the correct power. It's about a quality decision on your part in the first instance. How can we get the Almighty Creator to speak to us? The next question. It's not a case of getting Him to speak to you. He wants to speak to you. It's whether you can hear Him. If you follow all the steps that I'm going to talk about in the next few weeks, you will get to a place where He can speak to you clearly and where you will hear Him clearly. Last question. Why would we have to stay where we died? Well, this relates to what I said, that if you as an unbeliever die, your spirit will stay where you died unless it is picked up and transported by messengers or angels, or satanic messengers, or by other human beings or by animals. Human spirit is reliant on a body to transport it. It has no motive power on its own. So if you die in a remote place, or you as an unbeliever, or you drown at sea and your body sinks to the bottom of the sea, or you covered with lava in a volcanic outburst, your spirit will stay attached to your body in a very dark and desperate place in some cases. So you really don't want to take that chance. It's so easy to believe, so easy to give your life to the Father. Why would you not want to do that? Easy for me to say now after 25 years of relationship with Him. But as I stand today, I just can't understand why it's so difficult to believe that He exists. The creation is all around us, as we've spoken about in the last 2 weeks. So to pick up with the topic of the last two broadcasts and tonight, the Almighty Creator wants a deep personal relationship with you as His friend and wants to reward you in the life to come. You are the eternally self-existing, the Almighty Creator says, I created human beings, this planet and this universe, for men and women to be my friends, my companions, to explore and learn and develop together. My greatest grief is that almost no person understands this, let alone seeks such a relationship with me. He goes on to say, the rules of engagement between myself, that's Yah, and Satan, prevent me telling you anything you do not know unless you ask me to, or do something to put yourself in a place to hear new information from me. He also says, I am limited in speaking to you. by the mental barriers you've put in place with regard to what you believe I can say to you, and by your vocabulary. The purpose of serving Yah is not for what he will give us in this life, but for what he will give, what we will give him in this life, in exchange for his rewards to us in the life to come. So to pick up from the message last week, my next point, many people say, but this religion stuff is irrational and illogical. Frankly, it's nonsense. And to be honest, you're absolutely correct. Almost all that organized religion teaches is false and is irrational, illogical, and nonsense. For example, there are people that teach that the Bible is the living word of God. This is just not so. The Bible is not the living word of God or any such thing. It's a book written by human beings. It contains error, and the Almighty hates it because people turn away from seeking relationship with him to worship the book. Consider Bible church, Bible study, Bible school. All are an abomination in the sight of the Almighty. He desires a deep personal relationship with each and every one of us, and the Bible gets in the way of that and filters and limits our relationship with him. I hear you say, but I've grown so much in my knowledge of the Almighty through the Bible church or the Bible study or the Bible school or the Bible this or the Bible. Yes, you have, because you force him to meet you through the Bible. But you're limited then in terms of what you can experience of him and what you can hear from him by the filter that the Bible creates. The Bible's a useful history book, period. If you want to get maximum value from the Bible, read about the anointed ones in the Bible. So, Father, how do I get to be like that? I'm not saying that you want to be like Samson, doing all the things that Samson did, but how do you get to the place of having such a deep relationship with the Father? Furthermore, Bible punchers, the Almighty's term, preach messengers that are fundamentally false based on inaccurate translations of remnants of texts to which have been ascribed mystical properties that are entirely false. Don't get me wrong, I've read the Bible many times and I've derived a lot of benefit from it. It was only when I stopped relying on the Bible and turned to Father as my entire source and started praying the sort of prayers that I taught about a few weeks ago that I really started to grow in my relationship with him. And during that initial period, I had any number of supernatural experiences because I'd never worshipped the Bible in the way that many people do. It's so important, folks. He wants a relationship with you. He's not looking for your relationship with the Bible. He's looking for your relationship with him. And there's lots more to read apart from the Bible. So much more to read. You really shortchange yourself if you go that route. Another example why I say that religion is so wrong. Creation did not take place in 7 24-hour days. It took place in 7 stages over millions of years as the Almighty carefully created each element of what we see today. Incremental step by incremental step, learning as he went, refining designs, discarding failed designs, everything you would expect in an evolutionary engineering process of this magnitude and complexity. Another example, the so-called flood did not come about because it rained and rained and rained with water that came from nowhere. The earth was hit by an ice comet from the Kuiper Belt that struck the earth and melted, flooding the earth. It turns out that an ice comet of around 2,250 kilometers in diameter, 11.75 kilometers. In the process, the impact knocked the earth to about 30 degrees off its vertical axis and knocked the earth into an elliptical orbit around the sun. This massive shift in the axis of the earth, coupled to the change in solar orbit, resulted in massive crustal forces, which resulted in disruption, crustal disruption and tectonic upheaval, earth crust disruption, with around 20,000 volcanoes, upwelling of granite and lava, etc. The evidence is readily available, is readily visible all over the Earth. Concurrently with this, dating from its creation, the core of the Earth had reached a superheated state as a consequence of the nuclear reaction that occurs there. Coupled to the weakened crustal condition, this suddenly caused the crust of the Earth to split open, and the Earth increased in diameter by about 25%. This caused deep canyons to form where the seas exist today and caused the water to drain off the continents. This gave rise to massive high-velocity erosion, resulting in the landforms that we take for granted today. There's much other nonsense that Bible worship is associated with and that religion generally is associated with. I could talk for days about all the nonsense that different people of different denominations of different religious groupings believe that is not from the Almighty, and you'll find some reference to this on the website. But it's really not the point. The point is to get to a place where you have a deep relationship with Him and you know the truth because He's taught you the truth. Stop relying on other human beings to get you there. I can point you in the right direction. I can share my learnings with you. At the end of the day, don't worship me. Don't follow me. Don't worship my writings. Use them as a useful resource and move on. Draw closer to Him. He wants you to be close to Him. It doesn't matter where you come from, what your education is, what your religion is, what your race is, what your nation is, what language you speak, how old you are. He wants a deep personal relationship with you. Don't get stuck in whatever it is that religion that you may belong to has taught you. Put that all to one side and concentrate on developing a relationship with Him. That is the only message that matters. If you're not seeking a personal relationship with Him and seeking to know Him and to be guided and directed by Him and have Him lead you to the answers to all your questions, you're fundamentally out of line and wasting your time. Keep in mind that no matter what you do, He knows more than you do, and He wants to help you get better at what you do. I'm not referring to sin here. I'm referring to productive work that you do to earn a living and make a contribution to society. He's also interested in your hobbies and other extramural pursuits, and particularly interested in anything that is creative, inventive, seeking new knowledge. He wants to push the boundaries of your knowledge, technology, etc., far more than you do. Another statement that is frequently made: so, if He is so powerful, why is there so much wrong in the world? Or in other words, why is the world such a mess? It's a very good question. During the creative process, things went wrong. One of the major manufacturing defects was that one of the three most senior messengers or angels, who was the light bearer and praise leader in heaven, Hillel, developed pride and rebelled. We know him today as Satan, the adversary. The Almighty Yah judged the adversary defective and was about to cast him into the incinerator, the lake of fire and brimstone, to be destroyed when the adversary challenged him to a contest. The rules of the contest were simple. The adversary and the third of the messengers who followed him, there were billions, would be cast out of heaven and onto earth where Yah was working to create mankind. Once on earth, they would seek to deceive mankind to such an extent that after 7,000 years, there was not a single human being in right standing with the Almighty on the earth. In this event, the adversary, Satan, would be spared from destruction and would rule on earth forever. If the adversary failed, then he and all those who followed him would be cast into the lake of fire and brimstone, and in a moment of torment and terror, they would be utterly destroyed. In terms of the rules of engagement, neither party was allowed to directly speak to the humans with regard to changing behavior or thinking. They had to work through other humans and by asking questions, etc. At the time, Yah was angry and frustrated and believed he would win easily, so he accepted the challenge. In fact, it has turned out that the adversary has been winning hands down. and that there are very few human beings today who at any material level are serving the Almighty and in a position to bring judgment on the adversary. In fact, right now, there is no certainty that Yah will win the contest. There's nearly 1,000 years to go. Because of the rules of engagement, Yah is heavily constrained and therefore is unable to do anything about all the sin, error, and evil that is on the earth. Until one understands the contest, one is not able to really understand what is going on the earth today. Another statement people make, but he demands too much, I cannot comply. Many people hold that complying with the commandments of the Creator, commonly referred to as the Ten Commandments, is difficult or impossible. That is because of the way we've been brought up. In actual fact, the commandments are not difficult to comply with. It is a matter of understanding them and making a quality decision to comply. Yes, it will take time for you to walk out that decision, but with the help of the Almighty, it is entirely achievable. In order to do this, one needs to understand the true importance of the commandments, because as with everything on earth, just about everything we've been taught about the commandments is false, and a lot of what we do that we believe is compliant turns out to be in breach. The talk on the commandments a few weeks ago in the commandments section of my website discusses this in some detail. Some other things you should know. There's a huge amount more that I could talk about to you, but I think this is enough for now. I aim to continue teaching on this weekly for a number of weeks to go. In the interim, if you're seeking more information, please visit the website at www.endtimeissueministries.org. I'm about to publish a set of books containing many of my teachings. Email me to find out about obtaining a set at james@endtimeissueministries.org. That's James at endtimeissueministries.org. What do you need to do if you accept this message? So you've read this message, you see that it makes sense, that there is a Creator, that He desires a deep personal relationship with you. The things that did not make sense now do make sense. If you already believed, maybe you see things in a new light and a new opportunity. If you did not believe, you now see things differently and now choose to believe. You may, of course, write all of this off as so much mumbo-jumbo and carry on as before. What do you do? My advice? Get on your knees, repent of your sin, and pray something like, Almighty Father, I ask you to have mercy on me. I now realize that my entire life to date has failed to accord you the position that you desire to have with me. Please forgive me and lead me to a place of having a deep personal relationship with you. If you're not prepared to do that, please do it, understanding the consequences of your decision. Having prayed as above, the next series of teaching in the weeks to come addresses 7 steps in drawing close to the Creator. So in conclusion, I hope that this teaching has challenged you to seek a deep personal relationship with the Almighty Creator, Yah, the eternally self-existing. That is our ultimate purpose on earth, and the eternal rewards are huge. Yes, you will have to make changes in your life, change your priorities, and make sacrifices. But I have total assurance that you will find this worthwhile at the end of your life. The fundamental question for each one of us is whether to live life with eternity in mind or with the here and now as our goal. It's a choice for each one of us and is the ultimate design choice we were created to make. If this message has really challenged you and you have really decided to go all out to serve the Almighty, please drop me an email at james@endtimeissueministries.org and I will add you to my mailing list and send you additional information. I would love to connect with you on Skype or by phone if you're willing. If you're not challenged, I encourage you to at least believe and do enough to become a wise virgin. The alternatives really are very unpleasant. If you found this teaching of value, please tell others about the program, www.w4cy.com. The article, 7 Steps in Drawing Close to the Creator, gives much information on drawing close to the Almighty. summarizing much of what I've learned in the 21 and a half years prior to writing the article. I plan to start teaching on these principles in the programs that follow. This is not about a church or a mosque or a synagogue or whatever. It's about you personally developing your own deep personal relationship with your mighty Creator. In the final analysis, do not rely on any other human being to determine your relationship with the Almighty. Draw on them as resources. But you can draw closer to Father than any other person on earth today if you go all out to know Him and to craft your life the way He wants it to you. I'm simply a signpost. I'm here to show you the way. You can go way beyond anything that I've accomplished. There is so much more for you. I'm going to move on to the next part of this message, which is seven components of drawing close to the Almighty Creator. We've looked at the Creator desires a deep personal relationship with you. How do you get there? This message addresses the measures you can take to draw close to the Almighty Creator, starting now. These steps apply whether you have previously believed or whether you have now chosen to believe for the first time. The emphasis will vary depending on how you got to this point. The seven steps are: number one, decision. Decide that the Creator exists and decide to seek a deep personal relationship with Him. Or if you already believe He exists, choose to seek a much deeper personal relationship with Him. We've talked a lot about that in the last few weeks. Number two, prayer. We'll talk about prayers. I spoke a few weeks ago about prayer. There's a range of prayers that I've set out that are intended to enable you to get much closer to the Creator and be led by Him in every possible way. Prayers like, show me the level of my present deception and how to correct it. Prayers that are intended to enable you to walk directly with the Creator and not rely on other human beings. As I say, refer to the teaching a few weeks ago. Point number three, component number three, fasting. It is not possible to get really close to the Almighty without fasting. Some basic guidelines on what to do and what to pray I'll talk about in the next few weeks. Number four, cleansing. This earth is controlled by the satanic realm and demons. When one first comes to the Almighty, one is highly contaminated. This section discusses at length what is required to get to a place where you can draw really close to the Almighty and hear Him clearly. Point number five, worship. Worship is vital in drawing close to the Almighty. I presented a few weeks ago a selection of highly effective worship songs that will help you on your journey. Point number six, research. You are unique. Your needs are unique. The value you can add to the Creator is unique. You need to investigate Him and His kingdom for yourself and work with Him to craft your unique position in His service. I can't stress this enough. Don't follow another man or woman. Learn from them and move on. The situation where people have schools and churches and people abdicate their responsibility to form a relationship with Father by relying on the pastor or the priest or the shepherd or the imam or the rabbi or the whatever is just so destructive, so unhelpful. They just create carbon copies of themselves. That's not the way Father intended it to be. We should each be helping the other to go further than we've gone. I encourage you to do that. Learn from me. I've got many years of hard, painful learning, which are documented on my website and in my books. You can go much further than I have gone. I encourage you to do that. Component number seven, action. Having done all the above, it is now time for you to step out with your mighty Creator and start being of service to Him and developing that deep personal relationship that you've chosen to pursue. Each of these steps are discussed in detail in the programs that follow. Growing close to the Almighty Creator is an iterative and progressive process of all of these points as you deal with your sin and come to a place of hearing Him more clearly and understanding Him and His goals for your life. I can't stress enough, it's iterative. You need to move forward on all seven components concurrently, progressively, iteratively, again and again. Get deeper in your worship, get deeper in your prayer, get deeper in your fasting, get deeper in your action, get deeper in your research into understanding what He wants for you. Introduction to this set of teaching. What will follow in the weeks ahead is a series of measures that you can take in recognition of the harsh reality that virtually every human being on earth is in gross error and grossly corrupted and contaminated by the evil in this world, and that in order to draw close to our Father in heaven, we need to take extreme measures to move ourselves out of our current condition to a position where we can be truly close to Him and bring Him joy every day. All the steps and the measures that follow are steps and measures that I have personally actively applied in my life over more than 21 years at the time I wrote the article on which this series is based, and I testify that these things do work. So to wrap up, the Almighty Creator desires a deep personal relationship with you. We talked about this religion stuff. We talked about if the Almighty is so powerful, why is this world such a mess? We talked about why, but He demands too much, I cannot comply. And we talked about a few other things and the fact that there is a lot more to know and that you can learn much from my website, endtimeissueministries.org. We talked about what to do if you accept this message. And then we started to talk about the seven components of drawing close to the Almighty Creator. We looked at a summary of the points and a basic introduction. I want to recap and make the point that a friend of the Almighty earnestly, intentionally, and actively seeks relationship and cares deeply for that for their friend. Do you do that towards Father right now? I challenge you that you probably don't. I challenge you that no matter where you are today, you could do more, probably much more. I want to refer you again, as I do after every broadcast, to the documents behind the Home tab in the top left-hand corner of the website. The Creator desires a deep personal relationship with you has formed the basis of the last 3 weeks of teachings. The seven components in drawing close to the Creator will form the basis of the next few weeks of teachings. You can download those today from the website. And I encourage you to do so. Don't wait for me to broadcast it. I will elaborate in the broadcast. The next one is the Creator's name is Yah, the eternally self-existing. Understand how the true name of the Almighty Yah permeates the story of true believers through the millennia. The fourth item, where will you spend eternity? A critical question. What is required in order to qualify to sit on a high throne for eternity? Some important lessons about what we should pray, what we should do, what it means to follow Father. These are all available at www.endtimeissueministries.org behind the homepage menu item in the top left-hand corner. I'm busy with books of teachings and I publish regular email articles. Email me at james@endtimeissueministries.org. That is james@endtimeissueministries.org. Visit the website and visit the homepage for more information. In closing, thank you for listening. Please send me your questions on the W4CY webpage. I will answer them in the next broadcast. Please email me at james@endtimeissueministries.org in order to join the mailing list. I'm compiling a collection of my writings. Email me if you'd like to obtain a copy. The first volume contains my most important writings, including those just listed. If you decide to draw close to the Almighty, please let me know, and we can connect by Skype and email so that I can help you with your journey. I would love to help you. My greatest passion, what keeps me going in this life, is the thought of leading other people to seek the sort of relationship that I have with our Father in heaven, and then to go beyond what I have. I want to pave the way for a dramatic turning around that will last for the next 1,000 years, and we'll see the Almighty win the contest, hands down. And the only way we will do that is by people like you and me forming deep personal relationships with Father, understanding what He really wants us to do, and getting on and doing it. I hope that this is touching you. I hope that this is challenging you. I would love to hear from you, even if you're just weighing up the options, even if you're not really sure. Just take one step at a time. Just choose to know Him more than you knew Him before this program. And take it step by step. I hope to connect with you again next week, when we will more deeply explore how to become a friend of the Creator. And as I've said before, it doesn't matter what your race or creed or religion is today. He wants you to become His friend. Thank you so much. Good night. Father, I